Get ready before it heads off to the Museum of Television and Radio. This is a best of hour of America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is a fascinating guy. His name is Henry Bushkin. For years and years, he was Johnny Carson's closest confidant. He was his lawyer, his advisor, his friend, his travel companion. He was everything to the former king of late night. Well, Bushkin wrote this tremendous book a couple of years back, Johnny Carson. He learned some new information as to why Johnny may have acted the way he did, especially towards women. It's a great companion piece to the book. We will talk to Henry Bushkin. Then, by popular demand, we are going to replay something we had on the show last week. Kate James was in. We talked about the story of a 737 that was cruising along, and the pilot either unintentionally or intentionally hit the waste dump button. And yes, it all came, all that stuff, the brown stuff out of the plane, and landed square on a 16-year-old's birthday party. I think she was 16. Either way, all week people were talking about, that was such a good story. Well, it actually happened. For those of you that didn't have a chance to hear it, we will play it again. We start things off this hour with being able to walk into a major store in this country and buy an item for 17 cents. What am I talking about? A notebook. Where am I talking about it? Walmart. Me, my wife, my son, last weekend, we're out doing the shopping. Normally I get charged with doing that, but all three of us went. So there's this massive back-to-school aisle, and you've got everybody jumping ugly trying to buy erasers and pencils and notebooks. Well, I saw why they were jumping ugly. They were jumping in joy, jumping in glee, because the notebooks were 17 cents. These are standard notebooks. 80 pages, not college ruled, but still in all, nice firm spiral binding, 17 cents, no limit. You could go in and buy hundreds of them and start your own stationery store somewhere. Then I saw the plastic pencil box, 57 cents. Wait a minute, how can they afford to charge so little for these items? I know, all these economists and these big business types, oh, it's a loss leader. They just want to get you into the store. Wait a minute, it's Walmart, okay? You walk in there because you hear the scuttlebutt on the street that they're selling 17-cent notebooks and 2-cent erasers. You're not going to then walk in the back and shell out $500 for a big screen TV, which you can do at Walmart, and it's still a decent price. But it goes to show you how prices can be manipulated in both directions. And in this case, of course they can afford to sell it for so little because they bought so much of it and they're still turning around and selling it. It goes to show you that everything that we buy is so ridiculously marked up that somebody once said retail is for suckers, and that is true. Because if they can afford to charge 17 cents all through August, all through September for a notebook, you walk in there in February to try to buy it, you walk in there in May and try to buy it, that same notebook's going to be like $1.50. We're all getting screwed, folks. And when times like this is when we see it. And you got kids in there. They don't even know what they need for school yet. Where I live, we're still 3 weeks away. You know who your teacher is going to be for some of these classes. You go online. You don't know how many notebooks he or she wants. You don't know what folders. 17 cents. We got to buy it now. I saw one guy. He had a girl with him. Now, maybe he's got a bunch of kids at home. He literally had about 20 of these notebooks in his hands. What the hell is she going to do with 20 notebooks? She's going to have 6 or 7 classes at the most. She looked like she was as old as my kid. She was like 12, 13, somewhere in there. But everybody goes nuts. You got to buy them. You know, 17 cents. You don't need a pencil box. I don't care. You're still going to buy it. It's 57 cents. We can save it because we'll need it someday. You will take it with you to college. Walmart, causing America to go nuts at the end of the summer. Why? Because it's back to school time. Stay with us. Henry Bushkin is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm a cheap Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. A show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the nets, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.